Exodus 6, verse 28 through chapter 7, verse 7. And it came to pass on the day Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I am Yahweh. Speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you. But Moses said before Yahweh, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How shall Pharaoh heed me? So Yahweh said to Moses, See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh. And Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you. And Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Then Moses and Aaron did so just as Yahweh commanded them, so they did. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. So for the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So the last line in verse 7 ties us back to the genealogy that was in last week's reading. Remember the genealogy from verse 14 through verse 25 was followed by, These are the same Moses and Aaron. These are the same Moses and Aaron, verse 26 and verse 27. And it places Moses having said, How can I be the one to speak to Pharaoh because I have uncircumcised lips? Again, as the problem. Now, the solution has already been told to us in the genealogy. It reminds us that God has chosen himself for people, and God has chosen to save that people. And it starts with Reuben and Simeon and then Levi. Now, it doesn't cover the rest of the tribes, but by starting with Reuben, he reminds us that God is saving for himself the 12 tribes. And God is also choosing by whom he will save the 12 tribes. He's choosing to save by this Moses and this Aaron, these same ones who at the age of 80 and 83 are still not spiritually wonderful or great. Moses' great feature thus far seems to be arguing with God, getting easily discouraged, thinking that God's plan is limited by Moses' weakness. That's not a lot to contribute, is it? I mean, it's a lot of wickedness to contribute. It's a lot of, it's not a lot from himself to contribute. But it does contribute the fact that God is not only overcoming Pharaoh's resistance, he's also overcoming Moses' sinfulness, Moses' weakness. And this is because Yahweh, this is because the Lord, in his salvation, makes display of himself. So, the Lord basically says, similar to Moses, that this is not about what Moses can do. This is about displaying himself. And so he lets Moses in on the plan. He says, Okay, I've made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. Even though you are weak, even though you have uncircumcised lips, you are even less qualified to play the part of a god or a representative of God. Remember, Pharaoh was a representative of Ra to his people. Moses is not the embodiment of God the way the Lord Jesus is, the great prophet who would come after Moses. But Moses does look forward to the Lord Jesus. Remember in Deuteronomy, I think it's chapter 18, but somewhere in there in Deuteronomy, God has Moses prophesy that there would be a prophet like him. who would arise, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Moses is not the embodiment of God, the way Jesus is God in the flesh. But Moses does send Aaron. And that elevates Moses a little bit, because now he has his own prophet who goes and speaks to Pharaoh. And when we see Moses speaking to Pharaoh throughout this account, unless it specifically states otherwise, even if it says Moses said to Pharaoh, we're to assume that it was by way of Aaron and Aaron's mouth. And as Moses does this, it's so that God will use not only the man whose lips were unqualified, of uncircumcised lips, but his whole being was unqualified. This should encourage you, because you are not, by your goodness or strength or wisdom, you will not be qualified to be a mom or a dad or an elder or a deacon or a church member and a friend, and to edify, build up one another, to speak the truth in love, and so forth. But God does, by his Spirit, using his word, giving us from our head, Jesus Christ, grace, blessing instead of the curse that we deserve, strength instead of the weakness that we have, and even the goodness of Christ. He makes us useful. Why? So that when there is display of something good, display of power, display of goodness, that it will be a display of God's power and a display of God's goodness. You see that after God tells him the plan in verses 1 and 2. Okay, so you're going to send Aaron to be your prophet. You will speak all that I command you. Aaron, your brother, will tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Now we find out why this plan. So that the Lord, verse 3, multiplies his signs, and I will multiply my signs, and I will multiply my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you. Why? So that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. So you see, it's the Lord displaying his signs, the Lord displaying his wonders, the Lord extending his hand, the Lord using or bringing his armies out, the Lord bringing his children out. It's all about the Lord and the display of himself and the keeping of his promises, the fulfillment of his purposes. And you have kind of a summary of the fact that it's all about the Lord by, and the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. So who God is displayed not only to the Israelites who are being saved, but to the Egyptians, some of whom are going to be saved, who come out in that mixed multitude in chapter 12, but many of whom are not. And still the display of who the Lord is, the display of what he is like, it will testify against them at the judgment. The display of the Lord's strength and goodness in your life is never lost or wasted. Even if someone does not get converted, even if we do not come out from under whatever persecution or oppression, there's always the testifying of who God is, the praising of his name. The further revelation of who he is and what he's like, that he made the world, that he came in the person of Jesus Christ, and that he gave himself for sinners. Even when people don't believe, God is glorified by the declaration of who he is and what he has done. And so he makes people to know. Remember, on the last day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess in heaven and earth that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Even those who hate him and reject him will have to acknowledge him. So that's what the Lord is doing here through Moses and Aaron. And he especially chooses this Moses and this Aaron, this Moses in particular, who has just said, "Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How shall Pharaoh heed me?" The repetition of that in verse 30, from back in verse 12, is to remind us that even in what God does in Moses' heart is a display of the goodness and power of God. So you will find yourself throughout your life, because of your remaining sin, having unbelieving, doubting, anxious thoughts and attitudes towards what you are called to do in your life. And when you find that, you remember that part of God, how God displays his power and his goodness, isn't just by what he does through you, but also what he does in you. To calm your anxiety, to strengthen your weakness, to grant you faith in the place of your unbelief, so that you go from saying, I am of uncircumcised lips, to speaking and doing what the Lord says. There's a miracle in verse 6. Then Moses and Aaron did so, just as Yahweh commanded them, so they did. It is really miraculous, isn't it? The way that Moses has responded thus far to what God has told him to do. We know that his doing just as Yahweh said didn't come from him. It came by the grace of the Lord who had commanded him to do it. And so, yes, do what the Lord says, because what he has planned to do through you in this world is in order to display that he is powerful and that he is saving his people and that he is keeping his promises. It's in order to glorify him. And when you don't find it in yourself to be able to obey him, just remember, it's not supposed to be in you. And he will give you the miracle of actually believing him and actually obeying him and walking faithfully and maturely with him in this life. Even what happened in Moses was a miracle of God's grace. Not just the fact that Israel was let go and that the armies of God and the people of God came out of the land, but that this Moses and this Aaron did so just as Yahweh commanded them. So they did. And that too is a display of God and his grace. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would give us faith, that we would not be doubting or anxious, doubting about our ability to do what you have called us to do, or anxious about how it will turn out. Grant to us to remember that you are working all things for your glory, that you are keeping all your promises that you have taken for yourself of people, and that they must necessarily be saved, must necessarily be sanctified, and this will surely happen. Make us to rejoice, we pray, at the part that you have given us each day in our daily duties and how we do them and whatever fruit you are pleased to give us from them. Make us to rejoice that we have this part in what you are doing in saving your people. And we pray that you would get glory in our lives. And we pray that when we realize that we are unbelieving and anxious and rebellious, as Moses has been to such an extent up to this point, that you would allow us and help us not to be surprised that we find this sinfulness and weakness in ourselves, since we are of like nature, but make us instead to look to you for the same grace by which Moses and Aaron did so, just as you commanded them, so they did. Grant unto us to look to you for that grace, to overcome our remaining sin and our weakness, so that just as you say, we would do so, just as you have commanded, so we would do according to all your word. Grant it for us, we pray through Christ. Amen.